So why did I decide to leave church? I didn't leave religion, but I decided to leave church because of the simple fact that during my first pregnancy in 2016, I told a few people that I was pregnant, and apparently the word got around the church, and the people at church that I thought were so holy, they were so Christian-like, they were supposed to be my friend, I've been knowing them all my life, talked the most junk about me. Yes, the Christian people, quote unquote, talked the most junk about me. And I found out by talking to the church secretary, her and I would talk all the time, and she said, yeah, you know, people were coming into my office and they were saying things about you, and I wanted to know what, and I wanted to know who. She wouldn't tell me what they said. She wouldn't tell me who said it. All I know is that people said things about me, and I really didn't appreciate it. I mainly didn't appreciate it because I feel like, you know, these people are supposed to be Christian, you know, they're supposed to abide by the Bible, and yet they're talking junk about me behind my back. Although I know pregnancy before marriage is a sin. However, you know, I did what it took to get pregnant. And, you know, that was my decision. So I found out that, and among other things in the church, that really hurt me. Only because, you know, when you go to church, you want to feel accepted. You wanted to feel like, you know, you belong. And church is supposed to be one of those places that you feel like, okay, I belong here. I have my spot here. This is my place. Negative. I have come to realize out of all of my years of going to church that some of the church people are the worst people to be around. Why? Because church people, quote unquote, are hypocrites. And I say that because they preach the word, they tell you the word, they shove the word down your throat, and then they go live, to me, somewhat of a double life. And I'm not saying that I'm the perfect Christian at all. I know I've been going to church since I was about 4, and I'm now 29, and I've been attending various churches. And I'm not saying that I live 100% by the Bible. However, I do treat people with respect. I feel like I'm a good person, and I just feel as if when I go to a church building where these people are supposed to be so holy, and they holler, they hoop and holler in the church every Sunday, and then when they get out of church, they live another life. And so I had made a post on Facebook about, you know, people talking about me and, you know, saying different things, pretty much letting them know I heard what you said type thing. And then I also said in the same post, you know, I know some things about your life as well that I could put you on blast about. Well, someone took that Facebook post and they flipped what I said all the way around, and they made it seem like I said something that I didn't. And they went back and told one of the church members, and that particular member went around saying things that weren't true, pretty much. And that made the situation, at least to me, even worse, because people, well, one particular person came up to my mom, and she didn't know I was in the car, and she said, "You heard what Jasmine put on Facebook?" And she didn't, I guess she went to tell my mom as to gossip about what was supposedly said. And once she realized I was in the car, she kind of tried to change the story. But I feel like, you know, if you're going to talk about me, at least talk about me to my face. Let me know, or let me hear what you're about to say before you go spreading something that's not true. Or at least ask me, you know, hey, did you say that? But no, they didn't ask any questions. They just kind of went for the blow and said, oh, she said this and that. And that really bothered me. So I decided to take a break from church for a little while, and then I started attending another church. The church that I started attending, I can say that I like that church. A lot of people go there. They do a lot of activities for the community and for the people that attend. And although I don't attend every Sunday, I can say that I do like it there. It seems to be a non-judgmental zone. You know, a lot of people there have taken to me just because of my personality. But I can say that I don't go every Sunday because that one church experience kind of, I guess, deterred me from going all of the time. But hey, what's your opinion? Have you ever experienced church hurts? Please feel free to let me know. Email me at jmasonfoundation@gmail.com or contact me on Facebook, J Mason Foundation. Send me a message. Tell me what you think. Would you like to be featured on the next podcast? Let me know. Hi guys, I just wanted to do a quick episode today on grief after loss. So I know that for myself, I did experience a lot of grief, a lot of guilt. I can't even describe how I felt after I lost Madison. It was a very hard time for me, and actually it's still hard now. However, when I first lost her, I went through a period of crying. Like, I couldn't explain to people what was going on with me, how I was feeling. I could do nothing but cry. And it was almost like people didn't know what to say to make me feel better. It was like they were trying to, I guess, comfort me, and they didn't know how. So they kind of said things that were hurtful, in my opinion. And when I say hurtful, I mean by, you know, maybe it was just God's timing, or it was part of God's plan, and at least you can have another baby. At least you can know you can get pregnant. But I didn't want to hear that. I wanted that baby that I was pregnant with at the time. I didn't want another baby. What I didn't want to hear, I can get pregnant. I know that I can get pregnant. I'm a female. That is the thing that females do. And I know that everyone can't get pregnant, or everyone can't conceive. However, I know that I could, because I was pregnant twice and I had a miscarriage both times. So I guess in my situation, or in my opinion, I didn't want to hear about anyone else's struggles. I didn't want to hear about anyone else's problems. I wanted my baby back. And a lot of times when people give advice, or when people are listening to your story, they may say, hey, well, I had a miscarriage too, or I had an abortion. Like, I cannot stand when people make the conversation about themselves. Okay, this is not your story. This is my story. You ask me what's wrong with me, and I'm telling you what's wrong with me, and you continue to try to tell me about yourself. I don't want to hear that. And I think that that's why a lot of the times I struggle with opening up to people, because they always seem to make the story about them, or, you know, what they've been through. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, you didn't ask me about me for you to talk about you. So, and it's not that I don't care about your feelings, or I don't care about what happened to you, but at that point in time, you asked me how I am feeling. So I don't want to hear a story that you've been through. I want you to listen. And I feel like that's a problem that a lot of people have. They don't listen. Okay? And this is why you have two ears, one mouth. You listen twice and you speak once. Okay, that applies to many different situations. You listen twice. So if I'm telling you my story about grief, I expect you to listen to me and not say anything about you. Not make the story about you. Do not make the story about you. And so I just got tired of talking to people about what was going on with me, what my thoughts were, and everybody kept asking me what happened. Well, you know what happened. I lost my baby. Like, why do I have to explain to you what happened to me? Like, you're rehashing the issue. So that also bothered me, because at the time it was still fresh and I felt like I couldn't talk about it. Like, because it was so new, I just didn't want to talk about it. I couldn't talk about it without becoming emotional. And honestly, I'm going to be real honest with you, it's still hard to talk about it now because I still get emotional. Right now, had I gone through with both of my pregnancies, I would have had a 1-year-old and my oldest child would have been going on 3. She would have been 3. She or he would have been 3 in August. And so, you know, it's a little rough going through Mother's Day, going through my birthday, you know, going through other holidays without a baby. I used to get upset looking at baby items. I didn't want to look at baby clothes, baby food. I didn't like baby commercials. I didn't want to be around other people's children. It was really hard. And I still struggle at times. However, my struggle is not as great as it was before. And I think a lot of times that now people aren't sensitive, and I'm not asking the world to stop because I had a miscarriage. Just be mindful of the jokes that you make and the things that you say to people that have experienced pregnancy loss, because it can be seen as hurtful. You can be misunderstood. You probably would lose a friendship because of the type of things that you say, you know. And I'm not saying, okay, stop your thoughts, stop your jokes for someone who has experienced pregnancy loss. But what I am saying is try to be sensitive, because I'm sure that there are some situations that you've been in that you wanted somebody to be sensitive to you about. So yeah, I really came up here to let you guys know that the struggle is still real. You know, years later, years after it happened, the struggle is still real. The pain is still there. The hurt is there. I do have a tattoo of an elephant and Madison's name there, because I actually named her in remembrance of her. And as I was saying in the first episode, I created J. Mason Foundation to carry her legacy on, just to let her know, you know, even though she's in heaven watching down on me, that she's not forgotten about. I didn't forget about her. And if she was here with me right now, I would love on her so much. And honestly, I do still have baby fever, but I'm definitely not ready to have a child right now. I think that once I heal more, I need more time to heal. And it seems like the healing process never ends. But once I heal more, I think I would be ready. Because right now, the thought of losing Madison still hurts. So with that being said, guys, please keep me in your thoughts and prayers. Definitely, you are able to participate in a podcast episode if you'd like to discuss your feelings on loss, pregnancy loss, infant loss, your stages of grief that you went through. I know it was a hard time for me. I went through different phases. I'll be more than happy to discuss that with you. And you can definitely be featured on one of my episodes. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys.